Hello everyone. It's been a long time since we've been here on this radio station, but we're still here. A lot has happened since our last radio show. There's been a war raging over in Ukraine and Russia. It's only made us ignore the war that's still raging in Syria. And the war that is still raving in Somalia, where U.S. troops have engaged there. And the war in Yemen, the economic war between the U.S. and Venezuela, Iran, Russia, Nicaragua, China, North Korea, and several other countries, the ones that don't agree to live life the way we think that they should. And here we are, stuck in the middle, regular human beings, trying to find ways to survive. Problem is, though, those ways are getting more and more limited every day, because all of those wars touch us right in our homes and in our family lives. As big corporations free to reign the country now, gouge us in food prices, oil prices, the prices for construction, and food and the other things. There is no federal government to do anything about it, and no state government that will do anything about it, except a few who are often punished by the federal government, like the state of California. And so here we are, standing, waiting, some people struggling and fighting to create a better world for everyone, while others are just fighting to create a better world for themselves and their family, not caring about anyone else. That's where we are. Question is, where do we want to go? Do we want to live in a world like this forever? Do we want our children and our children's children to deal with selfishness and hatred, pride and arrogance, in the name of God, or fighting against communism? What do we really want? Our age has brought us a lot of information. Sometimes I think too much information, because the things I have seen and read lately are just horrifying and terrifying. Many of the things done in the past, not only by individuals, but by our nation, legally amount to hatred, to genocide, to murder, and they've all been covered over in our history books. And the sad thing is, now the same things are happening, but we see them now because there's social media. As a result of that, of course, the social media has been demonized, but truth is that it is the only thing that is setting us free in a democracy to choose the path that we would like. The only question we need to ask now is, are we living in a democracy? And if not, how can we survive? How can we be good people and take care of ourselves and our families without destroying other people? How can we walk that thin line of survival and struggle. Survival as a decent human being versus struggling as a hard-hearted, immoral, unethical creature. This is a struggle for every human being. Some people have just dropped that struggle and have decided to go after whatever they wanted and to get it at any cost. Those are the ones who are known as the demonic. No longer human. Worse than animals. Because the animals usually do what they need to do to survive. Humans do what they want to do in order to get more than they could ever have or share with anyone else. And so as human beings who are supposed to be logical and responsible, we find ourselves at that point again, where we have to decide if we want to be the world's light and hope or the dung of the earth. This decision is harder than most of us think. Our minds have been conditioned to think certain ways in our society. We can't go there when it comes to some ideas and thoughts, because we have been told they are wrong, or we've been told that thoughts like that are wrong, so that we can't even broach certain subjects, like sharing with each other, like creating a just economy, or creating an economy that has health care for every citizen, or higher education, free or at advanced, deduced rates. Maybe even student loans that don't come from private enterprises and banks, but from the government. So when a person takes a student loan out, they're paying money back to the government to help provide other student loans instead of some banker, so that they can get their second or third $1 million home or yacht. Or use money to buy their own stock back to drive stock prices up. I think that we need to begin to think of new ways of running our culture and this economy, which is not going to last for most of us. The only ones who will enjoy the world that comes out of it are basically evil people, satanic people, people who are not worth living with. And then, when they are the only ones left, they will create a hell on earth with their own hands. There was old biblical sayings about people being the salt of the earth, which most of us know is a preservative. That's what salt is used for preserving things from melting ice. It said people were the light of the world. What happens when that salt is gone? When the light stops shining, we enter into a place of darkness. And I think that is where we are moving now. Because many people, because of fear and persecution, are withdrawing from this country, fleeing to others, withdrawing their light, and letting us sink into darkness. Interested in living a better life? To learn more about how you can do this, visit our website at www.nowhere.com. nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. That's www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. Visit our Living Now with Passive Income page, and it will show you how to dig yourself out of any type of hold or restraints that you have now, so you can be financially free enough to explore new avenues. This is something especially for those people who live out of the country or who would like to move to places like Mexico, Ecuador, or other places that are more affordable. Remember, www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. Living Now, passive income page. Now back to the show. The biggest thing we need right now is resilience. We have to learn to be resilient. We have to learn to strengthen ourselves on the inside, so we don't fail. We have to do this by keeping ourselves strong, healthy. Healthily, put it that way. Working out, meditating, doing all kinds of exercise to help strengthen the mind, body, and spirit. This is something I created a long time ago called the Triune Theory when I was in college. It was based on the theory that if one worked on the mind through study and in terms of learning, the body through exercise, and the spirit through meditation, contemplation, and other practices, if one worked on those things, one would become strong, one would increase in their abilities automatically, and would leave oneself open for encounters with the spirit or the divine or whatever one wanted to label that power as. I think the same thing is true today. One has to strengthen the mind, the body, and the spirit. And when one has done that enough and begins to shine like the morning sun, there is nothing capable of hurting that person. This takes time though, mainly because our work lives, our schedules, all the things we are told are important usually get in the way of such things. We find ourselves living to work instead of working to live in a decent place. It's time to begin to hold on to and reclaim the things that are really important in life, and to let go of the extraneous. How can this be done? Forget the newest car. Get one a few years old and take that extra money you would have spent on that brand new car and travel and see the world. You'd be surprised how much of the world you can see with $10,000 or $15,000. Forget your new clothing. Go to the thrift store. Get your $49 jacket for $3. Put that money into a savings account, or better yet, into a platform that can give you 10% interest a week, or 10% interest a month. Make your pennies into a passive income. All these things are possible today in the age of the internet and crypto funding, but we've also been conditioned not to think about that. We're conditioned to get a job where we work 40 hours a day if we're lucky, because usually people work more because they need the overtime. And we worked that for 20 to 30 years hoping for a pension and Social Security. When we get the Social Security, it's inadequate. A lot of my friends who live in a very posh part of town, who have been living there all of their lives, told me about their struggles when they retired. In some of their homes, the property taxes have gone up so high in the last 40 or 50 years that they're in danger of losing the homes that they paid off because of taxes. Their Social Security and pension doesn't pay enough. And some of them just can't afford it anymore because they have lived there so long. And the taxes have been rising as the income has been decreasing or staying flat. One must find a way to have peace and to become economically viable, even if it's starting alternative communities, if it's working at a place that emphasizes local farming or local markets, any way possible to take back one's power to produce things and one's power to live a life full of grace and love, even if it means having less things, even if it means having a common room where one shares a TV set, or even better yet, not watching as much TV. One can have a big TV screen as big as a wall. Those are beautiful. Shows a lot of detail. There's a lot of excitement. One can have 100 or 200 channels. But as you might discover most of the time, it just gives us bad programming. More bad programming. Because most of the stuff they show, it's sort of vapid, unintelligent, trendy. But the question is, who is setting the trends? Are we the people setting the trends? Or are some people getting paid millions of dollars for writing these things so that people can make money setting the trends? Tricking us into thinking that something like that's out there so that we will follow, never really being able to lead our own lives to create the subcultures that are supposed to be created in any healthy civilization, healthy system. We need to take that back. We need to question what has value, what has worth, what our life means. In that last moment, as we are passing into that good night, what will we think? What will we think of our lives and how we lived it? Those are the questions I think wise human beings ask. Do gurus, or the spiritual people who say that they aren't gurus but charge $700 or $800 for 4-day workshops, want to ask those questions? But that's something we have to ask ourselves, because we have to be our own teachers sometimes. We can listen to people and learn from what we hear, but we have to be able to take what works from us, take what works for us, throw the other out. We do that by holding up the idea next to reality, next to life, and next to our experiences, and seeing if it's valid. If it's valid, all good. If not, and let it go. to hold on and when to let go. That is the key of life to many Taoists. And I hope we can all learn that lesson together. Namaste, folks. Until our next broadcast.